The Australian Hotels Association here in WA. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ollie. How are you?
I'm all right, Dave. What are you looking at here? What do you want to change when it comes to WA's liquor laws?
Sure. So we welcome the review. It's been a long time in the making. We're approaching it both from the consumer's point of view, but also obviously the hospitality operators being the AHA. We think that we need to really have a focus on whether the liquor laws of today are meeting customer expectations. And also whether there's ways that we can really have a root and branch look at how regulations and laws are impeding hospitality operators from really doing what they do best, and that's running a small bar, a pub or a tavern or a hotel or a restaurant.
There's obviously a fair bit of red tape involved in hospitality, Dave. Is there anything in particular that members come to the AHA on a regular basis saying, we need to change this, lobby the government, go hard, get rid of it?
Absolutely. I think the job of reducing red tape's ongoing. It never ends, really, and anyone who runs a business, whether it's in hospitality or elsewhere, knows that. Some really, I suppose, low-hanging fruit are the restrictions around Good Friday and Christmas Day trading. So at the moment, in Western Australia, if you go out and you want to enjoy a beer or wine on Good Friday or Chrissy Day, you must have a substantive meal that accompanies that drink. So you can't just simply walk into a bar and have a beer. It must be accompanied by a full meal. We think things like that...
just is ridiculous, to be honest, isn't it, Dave? I mean, who's just necessarily is passing by a hotel and has to go in for a meal? I'm sure that could be changed pretty quickly, pretty easily, couldn't it?
And it's a bit archaic, and we have seen that removed in other jurisdictions as well. So I think that's just an easy example of how WA's liquor laws can be modernised. Other examples, the day-to-day running of a hospitality operation often involves getting things like extended trading permits, and the timelines associated with having those approved are often too lengthy and leave operators with little time to get the things in place that they need to, whether it be staff or stock or whatnot.
So those sorts of approval processes, if you wanted to extend your trading hours, roughly speaking, how long does it take to get an answer?
It's hard to say because often there's no transparency around what those timelines look like. So often we hear examples of where hospitality operators have provided more than enough notice to the department, and yet they're only told sometimes days before the event that they've either been approved or denied the ETP. So in that time, they've obviously got to do marketing, sell tickets, get their staff and stock ready to trade. So they just need a bit more time to be able to get their affairs in order. So it's things like that we'll be looking at.
Would you go as far to say that it's up to the particular operator to decide when he or she actually opens and closes their doors?
I don't think the review will be quite that liberal. I think there will still be requirements around when they can and can't open. But just on trading hours, for example, that is one area that we'll be looking at with respect to Sunday trading. So at the moment, a bar can't open until 10 a.m. Or is prohibited from opening until 10 a.m. on a Sunday. But on a Monday, they can often open at 6 a.m. So if you think about Mother's Day, you might want to go out for a Sunday brunch and have a mimosa. Mm-hmm. You can't do that on Sunday before 10 o'clock, but ironically, you can do it on a Monday.
Hold on though, Dave. Good luck with that. You can't even go to Coles or go to David Jones until 11 a.m. on a Sunday. How do you think your chances are going to be getting a bar to open its doors before 10 a.m. on a Sunday? You've already got an hour's head start.
Well, hopefully the pubs can lead the way, Ollie. The AHA was established 9 years before WA became a state, so obviously our forefathers got the pubs sorted first and then the politics, so maybe with trading hours we can do the same.
What about pokies? Are pokies on the agenda at all? Does the AHA want to bring pokies into pubs?
No, I don't think that's on the table, Ollie. I don't think there's either a community or widespread industry support for pokies to be in pubs. I think that's one of the characteristics that sets WA apart at the moment is not having pokies in the same way that we see them in the eastern states, and I don't think there's a great appetite to see them here.
How long will this review take now, Dave?
They are lengthy. The government set a timeline to have legislation drafted by early 2024, so we'll spend the next 12 months consulting with our members. And unfortunately, they are lengthy affairs, but I think the last review took significantly longer than that. So we've already begun consulting with government prior to today's announcement, and we're really heartened by the way that they've engaged with us as well. So we look forward to the next 12 months.
Dave DeGaris, appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ollie.